morning. My name is Shannon. I'm a compulsive overeater. My name is Shannon. I'm a food addict. Hi. My name is Shannon. I am a gratefully recovering member of OA. Hi. My name is Shannon. Today it is not necessary that I eat compulsively. My name is Shannon. It's better that I'm here. My favorite one recently, my name is Shannon. I got nowhere else to go. If you take nothing else away with you today, I would like it to be this. The opinions expressed here today are those of individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole. It's hard sometimes to remember that. I am coming here after a challenging year. I'm coming here just recently back into a place of what I feel is good recovery. I am standing here with a significant weight gain from what I had a year ago. And one of the things when I try to look at it is I definitely got into a place of personalities over principles. That was a big thing with me. I got into a place of confusion, you know, because I would hear someone speak and they were confident and they were recovered and what they said made sense. And then I would hear somebody else who was recovered and confident and what they said made sense, but they were kind of opposing. And so then I'm like, what? Which way do I go? Who do I listen to? And you know, and so that got me into a place. That confusion sort of led to some resentments, and you know, about OA as a whole. And so that I think got me on a path that I really did not want to be on. I've been in OA for it's 12 years. It's 12 years this past March. And, you know, I'm happy to say, I don't say this to, you know, bolster myself, I'm not like, yay me, but I have never left OA. That's something that has been, it's been very important. Like I said, I really don't have anywhere else to go. This is the place that I do need to be. But again, getting, one of the things that has helped me is getting back to that place of knowing that the opinions expressed here are those of individual OA members. There are a lot of different messages, and it is very easy to get confused. And it's also very easy, if what you're doing is working for you, in my experience, it can be easy to start maybe looking around and thinking other people aren't doing it right. It's really, I think that, again, for me, it can be easy to get into that place of judgment sometimes. Has anyone ever heard the phrase, you must put the food down before you can work the steps? Anyone ever heard that? Okay. That is a true and valid statement for some people. I am not here to say that is wrong. I am not here to say that that is crazy talk. Because that is a true and valid statement for some people. And I think that it's important that we honor that and we hold those people up. I know a woman in California who that is not her experience. You know, she has had a lot of recovery, she has had long-term abstinence, but her experience is that she worked the steps and that laid a foundation for the food to go down later. That was her experience. But I called somebody and told them what I'd heard this woman say and what a dynamic speaker she was. Oh, no, that's wrong. She's not really abstinent if that's what she thinks. And I'm just like, and that confused me. It did. I know another woman, and I'm obviously not going to name her. Some of you may know her. She's from our region, who has, again, long-term abstinence, lots of recovery. She talks about doing her first fourth step at a retreat center with a jar of cookies next to her. She would write, she would eat a cookie. She does not recommend this as a way to go. This is not her, she does not recommend. But again, this was her experience, and I don't think that it's fair to judge or to contradict someone's experience. Now again, I told that story in a meeting I was speaking at. Someone raised their hand and they said, for me, I had to put the food down. Yes, for you, and that's wonderful. Again, she didn't say it with judgment. She was not, you know, arguing with me. I was not arguing with her. We were close people who loved each other who had different experiences, and that's all. And that's what I think helped us. You will find people who will say, OA is based on AA. Thank you. The big book is what you need to work out of. Work the steps out of the big book. And again, valid and good for some people. There are people who say, we have our own literature, and we have our own pamphlets, and you know, the tools are a distraction. No, the tools are what saved my life. Again, who's wrong in that situation? No one is wrong in that situation. The only thing that I feel that is detrimental to us and gets us away from the purpose of unity is when we start judging or turning on each other. Because how many of us in here have said, nobody out there gets it. Nobody out there understands. Well, if we come into these rooms and then we start going amongst ourselves, no, they're wrong, no, they're wrong, I'm doing it right, you're doing it wrong, then we may as well be out there, in my opinion. I am recovered. That's what it says in the big book. If they wanted us to say something else, they would have said something else. I am recovered. I am recovering. I will always be on this journey. I will always be recovering. Who's wrong? No one's wrong. Say what you want to say. I am abstinent. Speaking of abstinence, I'm going to go around and I'm going to ask everybody, tell me about your abstinence. I'm going to have a third of you who's going to give me a date. I'm going to have a third of you who's going to tell me, you know, refraining from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors. And I have a third of you that's going to tell me a food plan. And none of you are wrong. Okay? And what I'm saying is, if somebody's different, why not honor them and hold them up? Because this is what's working for them. And maybe it won't work for them forever. You know, if anybody in here has the same food plan today they had when they came in, I'd love to. I don't know anybody like that. And if you do, that's great. But again, things, they change and they flow. You know, you can't sponsor anyone until you have worked step 9. You must have finished step 9 before you have anything to give. You can sponsor as soon as you're, you know, at to a certain level where you can just sponsor someone who isn't as far along. Again, who's right and who's wrong in that? You know, I don't think I was to the 9th step, and I sort of cringe when I think about what I probably said to people early on when I was sponsoring, but I think it's a learning process. This is not a science. It's really not, you know. None of us, well, some of us may be doctors or nurses or psychiatrists or therapists in here. Most of us are not. You know, we're doing the best that we can to help each other. And again, that's where I find the issue is when, again, it comes into this thing of, you know, of judgment and contradicting. Surrender to your food plan. Surrender to your higher power. Abstinence is the most important thing today in my life without exception. A contact with my higher power is the most important thing. No one is wrong in that situation. No one is wrong in any of these judgments or any of these statements. If you have relapsed or slipped, clearly you did not work step 1 with 100% perfection. That is the only requirement. Maybe. You may be right. That may be absolutely true. Or maybe not. That's the thing. And disagreeing with me has certainly never made anybody wrong. And saying, maybe this isn't, what works for you is wonderful, it's not what works for me. Oh, you know what? Clearly, you're in denial. Clearly, you're not thinking clearly. And that may be true. Okay? Again, but that's really for me, for my sponsor, for whatever I consider my higher power to figure out. You know, it is certainly the way that I see it. I kind of laugh to myself because I'm thinking, standing up here telling you that I'm coming off of a relapse, standing up here telling you that I'm 60 pounds heavier, I hear these voices in my head. Why is she up there? We don't want the disease at the podium. This is not good. You know? And I also hear the voices in my head going, you know what? I want to hear about people's struggles. I want to hear about people who are having challenges and working through those and coming out the other side. Again, none of that is wrong. None of that is wrong. I spent a period of time earlier this year in an outpatient treatment center, and the funny thing about that was I was there for about 3 months. It was not something that ended up working for me personally. It was not something that, you know, the message that I got there was not something that that I could use or take with me. But the person who recommended that to me said it saved her life, and she was somebody who had been in OA and wasn't anymore. And again, I honor her decision, and I'm so glad she found that place, and it didn't work for me. And that's okay. That's unity. You know, it would be so easy. Thank you. It would be so easy if we all got in our cars right now and we drove up the street to the local pay and weigh. You know how easy unity would be? We would all get the same food plan. We would all get the same food. We would all get the same way to work that SIPSA. And it would be like, okay, you know, that is one way to look at unity. Another way is to look at it in that we are all in this together. You know, and it doesn't really matter. If what I'm doing today doesn't end up working, so maybe I'll try something else. And maybe you called it. Maybe you knew from talking to me that what I was doing wasn't going to work. Okay, I don't know that it serves any purpose to tell me that in a way that might come across as judgmental. And of course, that's all very subjective. I know people who have left this program because someone told them to get their head out of their ass and work the steps. I know people in this program who said the best thing that ever happened to them was someone telling them to get their head out of their ass and work the steps. You know, I think sometimes we're all just throwing stuff against the wall. You know, what's sticking, what's not. And that's challenging. It's challenging because, you know, again, what works for you may not work for me. You know, I think of it like parenting. If I do everything in a certain way and you do everything in a certain way, then you know what, you get the federal judge and I get somebody who is unemployed and, you know, living in my basement. It can be very challenging. I think what is so important is to, again, just remember that we are all in this together. I grabbed up one of the little cards from the back of there about I put my hand in yours, and together we could do what we could never do alone. No longer is there a sense of hopelessness. No longer must we each depend upon our own unsteady willpower. We are all together now, reaching out our hands for power and strength greater than ours. And as we join hands, we find love and understanding beyond our wildest dreams. This does not tell me what kind of food plan to be on. This does not tell me which literature to read. Thank you. This does not tell me when I can sponsor. It tells me to stay here with all of you. You are my tribe, you are my family, you are the people that I love, whether I know you or not, because we have this disease together, and that's what's important. And how we get to where we need to be, it's a journey. It's always going to be a journey. You know, I've spent a lot of time going, oh, I went through 5 years, healthy body weight, neutral with food, everything was going fine, and I threw it away. I threw it away. Well, you know, maybe. That's a valid statement. Nobody's disputing that. You know, I think I have to come at it from a more positive way to go. And the wonderful thing is that people here still care. People here still call me. People here still hug me. And that's what keeps me coming back, no matter what. So that's what's important to me. If you look back, everybody know where the literature table is? Wave to the literature table, hi. Okay, right behind her is a water fountain and an ice machine. So on the ice machine, there is a small big book. There is, I think, a For Today, and there's a new edition of the OA 12 and 12. If you need that, go grab that. That has been paid for. Okay, they're back there on there. If you know someone who needs one, grab it and take it. They're going to be back there till they're all gone. And that's AA literature and that's OA literature. Because who knows what's going to work for you? Maybe a combination, maybe one or the other. We were talking today, and I'm wrapping this up, at some of us went to breakfast, and it was three people who've been in recovery in a moderately short period of time, and myself and someone who's been in longer. And we were just talking about the people who have left, the people that we were so close to, maybe when we came in or maybe 10 years ago, who were just gone. They're just gone, you know, because once you leave, it's really hard to stay in touch with people because you're embarrassed, because you're ashamed, because you're convinced that if you meet me for coffee, the first thing out of my mouth is, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? Because you know this is the only thing for you, which I don't do. I'm just like, you know, I'm your friend. But that's sad. You know, I hope that they found something that works for them. I hope that they're not suffering somewhere, you know. But my phone number hasn't changed in 12 years, so I'm hoping that, you know, maybe they'll reach out. I'm just really glad that everyone is here today. And I had my list somewhere, you know, all the different ways people wrap it up. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you for your time. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.